News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Motorways should be widened to accommodate buses in order to ease traffic congestion. That is the view of Fine Gael Senator Anthony Lawler. Anthony, what do you think should happen?
Morning, Shane. Morning to your listeners. Yeah, I have written to the NTA looking for the hard shoulders to be used as bus lanes rather than widening motorways. It's been done elsewhere around Europe and in the States too as well. And our new neighbours up in Belfast, they have the M1, sections of the M1, and also they're constructing one on the hard shoulder on the M2 too as well. So why can't we do it down here? It'll make ease congestions. It'll make it easier for commuters to get into the centre of Dublin, particularly from the orbital towns such as Naas, Maynooth, Navan, Drogheda.
Have you contacted the NTA and the National Transport Authority in relation to this?
Yeah, I've been in constant correspondence with the NTA with regard to ideas being put forward. I wrote them beforehand about a park and ride facility like TIIO and lands along the motorways, particularly at junctions. I wrote to them about park and ride facilities. It came back to me saying that because that there is congestion on the road, that it's easier for people to drive in, quicker for people to drive in than it is to take the bus. I then went back to them then, why don't we use, say, the hard shoulders, like up in Belfast, why can't we use those for bus lanes? So they've come back to me and said to me that in a lot of cases, the bus lanes aren't quite wide enough. Like, they need an extra 2.5 feet. Now, anyone who's travelling down the country and on the N7 at the moment, where the road widening is taking place, Naas, they're all driving on the hard shoulder. And that hard shoulder was strengthened before the works were started. So why can't the rest of the sections of the hard shoulder be used, say, going in from Naas, going in from Navan, going in from Drogheda, on those motorways be used for as a bus lane?
Okay. I suppose the difficulty would be that, and there's text coming in, Pat and Kildare sums it up. Like, the hard shoulder, you have to imagine, is there for a reason. And Pat and Kildare says, the problem with using the hard shoulder of a motorway and dual carriageway as bus lanes is the number of abandoned cars left in them. Emergency services will not use the hard shoulder because of this issue.
Right, well, that's something that obviously the guards will have to deal with too as well, with cars abandoned. I travel on it on a fairly regular basis. I don't find that as being a situation where it's occurring on a regular basis. If there is a car abandoned, sure, the bus can move out into the normal lane from the hard shoulder and go around it. This is something that has to be looked at.
Are they very narrow, though? I'm just thinking, it's a very interesting suggestion. It's one that should be considered. But I suppose you have to tease out every angle. Are they very narrow for a bus?
Well, in general, hard shoulders are 2.5 metres wide. There's a requirement for about 3.25, so you're only talking about 2.5 feet extra.
But you would widen that hard shoulder, basically.
It can be done. It's been done up the north in Belfast, as I said. They're actually constructing one on the M2 now at the moment, using the hard shoulder. They use the hard shoulder as a bus lane. And I know they're looking at, the NTA have said to me that they are looking with TII on the Maynooth section of the motorway from Maynooth into the M50.
Conducting a feasibility study there.
Yeah. At least that's going in the right way. But my view would be that we should have a serious look at this. It will help, certainly help, if we put in park and ride facilities. It will help allow people to take the buses so that they can be brought into town quicker than if you were driving. And that's what we should be encouraging to as well. Listen, if this doesn't work out, what happens across Europe and in the UK too as well, they use carpool lanes. So identify a lane, a section where people with more than one person in the car, two or three people in the car, can identify a lane, let that, and then use the buses on that too as well, and people with more than two or three people in the car. So that's the next piece of correspondence I've had with the NTA about looking at it in certain sections on the motorways, have carpool lanes.
Yeah, it's certainly the norm across American cities. It happens in pretty much every American city. I'm just thinking about the idea of the width of it. I mean, the N7, for example, adding 3/4 of a metre to the width of the N7, I'm assuming that's easier said than done. That could be tricky.
Yeah, well, particularly along the edges of the road where you have the drainage for the road itself, it may be a bit more difficult. But let's try and not rule it out. Let's have a look at it, first of all, before we just make a carte blanche statement that it can't be done. Let's have a look at it. Maybe widen the hard shoulder, narrow up some of the other lanes too as well. These are sort of things that should be looked at, and the NTA should be looking at these because it is their role to encourage more and more of us to use public transport.
It is.
And if there is a hard shoulder lane for the buses or some facility like this, you'll find more and more people will use it because the studies done in the UK whereby the bus occupancy has increased by up to 20% in the UK.
Ah, yeah. If you can skate into work free of traffic, you're going to use that. Just one last text to put to you, Jerry in Dublin. I rang South Dublin County Council 10 years ago about doing that on the M50 and was told by a road engineer it was a non-runner as the hard shoulder is constructed differently to the lanes and the shoulders don't have keening, so the weight of vehicles will cause the hard shoulder to collapse. Has the Senator asked any of the county councillors if his proposal is possible before coming on the airways? Well, look, to be fair to you, you're putting this out there. I think it's a legitimate thing to put out there. Look, that's a. I don't know. I'm sure you're not an engineer. That's quite a technical question, Anthony. But I suppose the point is there may be practical difficulties in doing this.
Yeah, well, but the amount of vehicles that will be using the hard shoulder wouldn't require the same strength of road.
Well, that's true.
Would be on the main part. So you're only talking about buses going up, and certainly over a period of time, you might be having problems. But I wouldn't have thought initially there would be an issue with it. Because there are vehicles use the hard shoulder when they have to pull in and stuff like that. But, so, the way I would look at it, let's have a look at it, let's examine it properly, and we'll wait for the feasibility study that comes back from TII and NTA on the minute section. I would hope it was possible there. Like, those of us who remember the old N7, there was a bus lane from Kingswood all the way into past Newlands Cross, and it worked quite well.
Okay.
Once the bus gone, that it slipped in there and it moved along quite freely. So it is possible to do if there's a willingness to do it, and the role of the NTA should be to get more people into public transport.
All right, interesting idea, Senator Anthony Lawler. Thanks indeed.